I would just sit there with my mind a complete blank while the monkey scribbled on little pieces of paper.
Michael, your voice has changed so much.
I know.
Welcome back to the Computer Corner, the final segment right here on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Yes.
We take your technology, your computer,
whatever
your problems are that are ailing you with your computers, we talk about those things right here. We try to solve your problems. We try to do it live on the air, and we do it each week from 12:20 to 2.
Yes, we do.
Except for next week when we'll have a shortened show.
We'll have a shortened show.
And we'll do it from like 12:20 to 12:26.
It's actually from 12 to 12:35.
Yes.
12:30.
So next week it'll be shortened, and look for the newsletter on the topic and whether or not we'll be taking calls, because usually on those short shows it gets really difficult to do that. So anyway, we're going to try to get through as many of these calls that we have this week since we don't have them next week. And we're going to go next to John, who wants to get rid of some worms. John, welcome to the Computer Corner.
After listening to Frank, I'm a perfect neophyte. But anyhow, I'm trying to get rid of bagel worm.
Bagel or beagle?
Bagel, excuse me.
Okay.
Whatever.
The way to get rid of the bagel worm is to get some cream cheese and some real strange things that we can't talk about here. But the beagle worm is real easy.
Okay, good.
There's actually, if you go to S as in Sam, A as in aardvark, R as in rabbit, and C as in cat. I don't know how that all works, but it actually stands for Symantec Antivirus Research Center. If you go to sarc.com.
Well, can you get on the internet? Because how badly infected is your computer? Is it shutting down or?
It's spastic. Sometimes can, sometimes can't.
So you can try this on your computer. If you can't do it properly, then go to a friend's computer that's not infected. Mm-hmm. You can go to that website, and when you're there, do a little search putting in the keyword beagle. And when you do that, you're going to find a removal tool that will help you clean up some of the damage that thing has caused. Now, after that, you may have some additional problems, and you need to go through and get your antivirus up to date, and then there's some Windows updates that you want to go and apply, and a bunch of different things that you want to do after that. We actually posted at our website, our free help website, computerproblems.com. If you can get to that, and again, type in the keyword beagle, you'll see some step-by-step instructions of what to do to help manually remove that, and some instructions on where the links are to download and what you can do to kind of alleviate things if you haven't been damaged really, really badly. If it's gotten real bad in there, then it may require a lot more work than that, but at least that'll give you a head start and a direction to start there.
Good. I have a Norton antivirus program in it already.
Okay.
And it doesn't show any problems at all. Everything's clean.
Yeah, having the program is only as good as the last update. So if you have it, unless you keep it up to date, which we recommend you do at least weekly, and if you are on the internet a lot, do it more often than that.
As of yesterday, it was updated.
Okay.
No problem.
Now, are you fairly technically savvy?
Not too swift.
Because the removal tool, as Brandon was saying, if it's infected badly, the removal tool won't remove it completely, and you might have to get in there and edit the registry. And if you don't really know, you don't want to get in there and mess anything up, so you may want to grab a friend who knows something more, or if it's really bad, you may even have to take it in somewhere. So if it's still having this problem, don't go into the registry unless you know what you're doing or you have someone there with you, because you can end up taking out things that make the operating system itself work.
I have no idea what you just said, but I won't do it.
Okay.
Here's what she said is if the little tool that you can download that's fairly simple, it's a point-and-click kind of thing, if it doesn't work, then find a good geek friend.
I'll do it.
Yep.
That's the plan.
Thank you very much.
Good luck, John.
Take care.
Thanks,
you
too.
Take care.
And on to Todd, who has a Dell, and I don't really know what his problem is, but we're going to see if we can find out and then see if we can help. Todd, welcome to the show.
Hi there. How you doing?
Not too bad. What can we help you with?
Well, I have a Dell computer that I bought a year ago, and when you turn it on to start it up and run it, it'll come up with the Dell logo with the boot screen, and it'll say up in the top right corner, press F12 for boot and F12 for setup, and then it goes blank, like total black screen, and then it'll have the cursor up in the top left corner, and it'll sit there and blink.
Okay, and it never goes any further than this, or this
and
sometimes happens?
After a while, if you push the F12 key about 1,000 times, it might pop up into a boot sequence where you can have a choice of 1 through 5 or 6 different choices.
Okay.
And you push, choice 1, which is a normal boot, and then it'll come up into the Windows XP start screen, and then it'll run normally.
And it does this every time you start the computer or just sometimes?
sporadically.
Okay.
Sometimes it's every day, and sometimes it doesn't happen.
Well, there's a couple of different possibilities of what's going on here, and there's some troubleshooting that kind of needs to take place. There's a possibility that the hard drive is damaged or has some kind of problem. And so it's preventing it from always booting up properly, and if you hit that F12 a bunch of times, eventually it's kind of sort of catching on and able to go forward. So that'd be the first place I'd start looking. If it's not that, then it could also be someplace in the motherboard, or you want to make sure, probably a simple one that I should have suggested first, that there are no CD-ROMs or floppies in any of the drives, and take those out if they are there. Tell you what, Todd, I'm going to go ahead and put you on hold. We're going to take you off the air and finish up with you, because that music signifies that we're kind of running out of time. And Chris wants to do something here, so we're going to do it with Chris. But anyway, if you missed any part of the show, that's okay. Don't fret, don't fear. All the audio archives and all the resources and all kinds of good stuff posted up at our website, datadoctors.com. You click on the radio show section, scroll around and see what there is to see. Also, previous shows you can look at there. And coming up very soon, probably later on today, we're going to try to get out our follow-up newsletter. So anything that you heard that you didn't quite get the steps on, we'll have that out to you just a little bit later on today. So stay tuned for that. You can subscribe to that newsletter at our website, datadoctors.com. For my Cal Valdivia, C.Cabot's Brandon Disney reminding you, if it ain't broke,
don't fix it.
If you want a window cooler that won't block your view, you want Master View.